This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wakey, wakey.
What is this?
Wakey, wakey.
Wakey, wakey, rise and shine.
But first,
turn on the radio.
Can I turn on the radio?
Can I turn on the radio?
Hey, mind if I turn on the radio?
Turn the radio on.
You guys mind if I turn on the radio?
Just shut up and turn the radio on.
No, put the radio
on. Turn the radio on.
Happy World Radio Day.
Okay, everybody, it's showtime.
It is World Radio Day today. And I guess it's a time for all of us who work in radio to think about all the different cities we've had to live in.
That's right. Right.
Man, I have made the rounds, man. I have been in so many places.
You've been everywhere.
Mostly in this part of the country, though. I never had to move out west, but it's mostly in the eastern part of the U.S.
I know somebody who went from Greenville, North Carolina, to New Mexico, to Wyoming, now back down there.
Those are big changes, man.
They
when
are.
When you move to an entire new region of the country, it's a big shift. People don't live the same, you know? They just don't live the same out there. The weather is so different.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, happy National Radio Day today. I'm thinking of that. I went from my hometown up the road in Galax to, where did they go next? To Wilmington, to Greensboro, to Fayetteville, to Washington, D.C., to Lexington, Kentucky, to Atlanta, Georgia, to Cincinnati. On and on and on. No wonder I'm so tired.
The fact that you can remember all those. Yeah. Kudos.
I know. 6:01 now. A little bit of rain this morning.
Gonna put the world...
I'm gonna use this bed to talk over because this show that Chase said was so good on Netflix, and I was looking for something new to watch. It's called The Stranger.
Ooh, you did watch it.
Stop complaining.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying I'm confused. It starts out with this woman that no one knows comes into this town. It's set in Europe. She comes in and, first of all, she tells this guy this wild story about his wife who's out of town on a business trip, a teacher's conference. He's a teacher. And it's pretty wild what she tells him, but she has so many details. And he's like, I got to check it out. So he starts checking it out and comes to find out that, you know, most or not, if not all of what she's saying is true.
Hmm.
And it starts to snowball into this complex story with lots of pieces and parts and other characters that come into it. And somehow it all ties together. I know, but I cannot figure this out. I'm completely lost.
How far are you? I know there's only one season.
Episode 4, there's only 8 episodes.
And you're already lost?
I've been lost since the very beginning of this thing.
The final puzzle piece will get laid into place, like the beginning to middle of episode 8, and you're going to be like, oh, goodness.
Am I going to be saying to myself, why didn't I think of that, or why didn't I figure it out? Is it going to be like that, or?
Or is it really mind-blowing?
It's mind-blowing, but at the same time, there are some of these strings that they're
make
weaving
you go,
right now.
Yeah,
that you're going to be like, oh yeah.
Okay, so if you haven't watched The Stranger and you're looking for something to watch, like there's only 8 episodes of it. I'm already in episode 4. And I just started on it yesterday.
It's not like creepy or anything, is it?
No, it's not creepy. But let me ask you this, Dale. Have you gotten to the episode of the guy, well, I'm sure you've seen him by now, who is refusing to move out of his home?
Yes, the ex-cop played by Stephen Ray. Yes. He's the only star that I know in this series.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
Keep an eye on him?
Yeah.
Well, he seems like he's got a guy you'd keep an eye on.
I'm starting this weekend. I gotta catch up.
Plus, the next door neighbor, the guy that works at the school with her, something's up with that guy too.
Oh, the rich neighbor?
Well, he's the neighbor with the kid that's in trouble.
Yeah.
Is there plans for season two?
No.
No.
I guess it all comes to an end.
Now I read that there is a possibility for season two, but only if the writer can make it
Because it's based on a book.
So they do the whole thing in one season.
Yeah. The whole story unfolds and comes to a conclusion.
I can dig it. All right.
Yeah, you can finish that over the weekend. But it's good. You put me on a roller coaster, fly me. Wake up with the Wolf Show, 626 now. Valentine's Day coming up, only a day away tomorrow. Valentine's Day, hope you have all your plans in place.
If not, you're SOL.
Yeah, you are. The number one Valentine's Day experience with a partner has been revealed in a massive survey, and the winner is clear. I'll give you the top five before we get to number one here. Here are the other four. Number five, a concert. Maybe you're going to the concert tonight with Bradley Gilbert with your significant other to celebrate. Manicure, pedicure, spa day, a romantic dinner, and the number one by wide margin is couples massage.
But that's so expensive.
But that's the most desired couples Valentine's Day experience.
I just want some alone time with my husband.
Okay, well.
No kid.
So anyway,
so you both can nap.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And if you're going to take the whole family, the number one desired experience for a family Valentine's Day trip is a spa day.
All right, Frank, let's go to the spa, baby.
Well, the whole family.
Frank's a little young.
He probably needs it, too.
Speaking of having kids and the changes they make in your life, one of the, Groupon initiated the study wanting to find out the things parents miss most about life before kids.
Life.
The top five. Number five, sleeping in. Number four, doing the deed more often. Number three,
so true.
Having less responsibility. Number two, going out on dates with their partner. And number one, spending quality time with their partner without the interference of the children.
I can't lie. I have a great village, so we do get some alone time from, you know, every now and then. And if we need anything, my mother-in-law's wonderful, so.
That's great.
You have a great village. The people within it, are they called the village people?
They are.
All right.
Why?
See what I did there?
Let's play it right now.
Let's do it.
Hey, this guy in Wilmington, he just spotted some cute Girl Scouts selling their little Girl Scout cookies. And it wasn't a great weather day. So it was also cold. It was rainy. It was one of those raw days at the coast. Well, he took out his checkbook and bought over $1,000 worth of cookies. He bought them out so they wouldn't have to stand out there. He bought all their cookies and took them home so they could pack up their table and leave.
Where was this guy when I was marching around my neighborhood and Brownie Scouts?
What a nice guy, though. Down there.
That is super sweet.
Yeah.
He must work for UNCW.
I don't know. They keep
saying, ma'am, you want to buy some cookies? I'm like, I really, really do, but I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Sugar.
So I guess maybe you heard this yesterday. This Birds of Prey movie is not doing well at the box office. Margot Robbie's in this movie. She plays Harley Quinn. And Harley Quinn wasn't part of the title, so they have went to all the trouble to completely change the title of the movie to Harley Quinn Birds of Prey to try to get more people to come to the movie.
I think it'll work.
I feel like with all the social media and technology we have today, if you don't know that Birds of Prey has Harley Quinn in it by now, you're one, not a true fan, or two, you're disassociated.
I think it'll help.
It's expensive to do something like that. I mean, new posters, the whole nine yards. It's not cheap. I mean, you make a decision like that, and you think on the surface, well, that'll help. But then you go, it's going to cost how much? Marketing department gives you a number, and you go, what?
What was the overall Rotten Tomatoes scores? That's how I like to judge it.
She was such a big, like, so much of a following for Harley Quinn since that other movie came out. Like, what was it? With all the mean guys, and they were trying to...
Yeah, what was the name of that movie with all those characters in it?
The Suicide Squad?
Thank you. She became like an overnight sensation from that movie, so I figured this would be, you know, out the... Right.
I want to crawl through the dark just to feel your heartbeat against me.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's 6:37. I have a question for YouTube.
Okay.
All right.
There's a new app out there. It's called S'mores. It's not about marshmallows and chocolate and graham crackers.
Well, I'm out.
Yeah.
It is a dating app which eliminates the visual part. There are no pictures, okay? You get stats and you get a recording of the person's voice on the app with a message. but you get no picture, and you go on a date based on the information and the voice recording.
Yeah.
All right, neither of you are single, but if you were, we'll start with you, Annie. Would you participate in something like this?
I would do this one.
Okay.
Just to see, because I've always thought when I was doing dating apps, I had great personality, da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, oh, I'm a little chubby, though, so we'll see what happens. And, I mean, it never stopped me, but... Okay. I'd like to see this.
Over to you, Chase. Would you try something like that?
I'm going
to
say no, but this is probably because I grew up in the radio business that you can have a sultry, wonderful voice.
True.
Yeah.
And then in person, you're like, ah!
Yeah.
But
I think that many of us in this business are living proof of that.
Faces for radio.
Well, look, have you guys seen me in person?
Before I had the baby, I had trimmed down. I was looking pretty good.
Hot stuff.
Now I had a baby, and I'm back to not trimmed down.
Oh,
I am the trimmings off the turkey now.
Don't put yourself down.
Oh, shut up.
You're the trimmest person in this room.
Woo! That's an accomplishment for today.
That's right. So would you do it? Would you participate? Would you get on an app like that, download it, put in your profile, record your message, and be willing to be accepted like that? And in the reverse... Would you go through the profiles, listen to the voices, read the information, and arrange a date with someone on there based only on that information?
I'm sitting here putting myself in like the shoes of meeting somebody I've never seen, and I'm like, oh, God, I don't know what you get on the other end of that.
See, and that's the point, isn't it? That's the point. We're going on personality alone based on only what you can hear them say.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when you meet somebody in person for the first time, it's... way different than seeing them online.
Yeah, always.
Because the first time I saw Kelsey online, I went, wow, she's got great eyebrows.
Hell yeah, what is with you?
So what happened in person? Did she not have said great eyebrows?
Well, no. That's what I saw in person. I was like, wow, she has great eyebrows.
Oh, that's what you're saying. Yeah, okay, I get it.
All right.
What is it with me and eyebrows?
Yeah, assets and features.
I mean, I know it's to each his own, and everybody's got their thing. Obviously, your thing is eyebrows.
She has cat eyes. She's cute.
Strong eyebrow game, strong. Yeah.
Strong woman. Did y'all see Amy around here with them strong eyebrows? Strong woman laying the hammer down.
Yeah. Well, once I got to know her, she was like, eh.
I'm not so sure about a woman that I don't think I could take in a fist fight. You know what I'm saying?
I can see that. You're right.
All right, so how about you? What would you do? Would you do it? Would you participate? Would you download the app, put in your profile, record a message, and be out there for people to ask out? And would you do the reverse?
Pour me another drink.
Whiskey Glasses is Morgan Wallen on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. It's 6:43 now. Redneck Cupid, please explain.
He's great. He's got his diaper and his wings and his curly afro, and he's got a nice bow. He normally takes out hunting, but this time we're looking for love.
This is Cupid with a compound bow.
Yes, exactly.
That's gotta hurt.
It's dangerous.
I heard his diaper had camo print on it too.
Well, yeah.
So what's gonna happen when you're gonna hear the sound of the of Cupid and the bow?
What does that bow sound like, Chase? Do you know?
Give us a little sound effect. Good. I like that. Anyway, we're giving away some more the concert tickets just keep coming, don't they?
Yeah, baby.
Where are you getting all these things?
Most free. I don't know. I'm pulling them out of places you don't want to know about.
Dan and Shay coming to town. We'll have tickets for that. When you hear that, we'll give you a shot at that later on this morning on The Wolf. A little bit of rain today. It's going to try to move out of here. Cooler temperatures on the way, too.
More of the Wake Up with The Wolf Show next. Body like a...
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 6:56, good news story time.
So there's dozens of stories about donating kidneys, and people always say helping someone was the only reward they needed, but this ain't a bad one. Asiya Williams is the manager of a salon in D.C., and she's been there for about 8 years, and back in 2018, she found out that the owner of the salon needed a new kidney, so she got tested, and it turned out she was a match. I think that's pretty cool. His name is Chet, and they say the surgery went great. It happened last April, and they've both fully recovered since then. And now they're in the news because Chet decided he wanted to pay Asiya back, and he gave her the salon.
Wow.
After the surgery, they were both staying at Chet's place so the family could help both of them in their healing process and to take care of both of them. And then one day, he looked at her and said the shop was hers. He said it just reopened this past Monday under the name A New Image by ASEA. And Chet owns a couple other salons plus a beauty school, so I guess he'll be all right. He says he'll never be able to thank her enough, and giving her the salon was the least he could do. I just thought that was super sweet.
All right.
So picture them at the grand opening. Oh, they're excited, man. Check them out.
Quite a gift.
Yeah.
There. Quite a gift.
Got a girl from the south side.
Everything.
Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Emily.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. Well, Emily, you are caller 20, so we're going to play Dale Knows Everything. What do you think about that?
That's awesome.
Okay. So, our category today is cheese, which, of course, is one of Dale's, you know, unlikes. And it's National Cheddar Day, so, Dale, I've got an awful cheesy question for you. Are you ready for it?
Let me have it.
Okay. First of all, Emily, just want you to know, I'm going to ask him this question. He's either going to guess the answer or he's going to make it up or however we play that game. And you're going to have to decide whether he's telling the truth or whether he's full of cheese, okay?
Okay.
All right, Dale. What is the most popular recipe for cheese in the United States?
Macaroni and cheese.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay, thank Emily. You. Does Dale know everything or is he wrong?
I think he's right.
And I think both of you are right, because, yes, the most popular cheese recipe in the United States is mac and cheese, baby.
It had to.
And the only one I want is Kraft with the powder. That's the best kind right there.
I don't know about that, but
it's so good.
Mac and cheese invented right here in the South, people.
Yummy, right. Yummy,
put
yummy.
Put a lot of that on your finger and snort it.
Well, Emily, congratulations. You're going to go to the Boat and Fish Expo this month at the Greensboro Coliseum Special Events Center.
All right, awesome.
This is the Wake Up with a Wolf Show. 93.1 The Wolf.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. It's almost 7:30 now. By the way, yesterday, I am Wolfman Dale on Instagram, and I put up a picture yesterday. I realized that I had all this brown on yesterday. Now, all the browns did go together. It wasn't clashy.
It was classy.
But I just said, I didn't realize I dressed like the poop emoji today. And I put that picture up, and I noticed that somebody commented, as soon as I saw you, I thought, he needs a wife so he doesn't have to leave the house looking like that. LOL.
Dale, I'm looking at the picture, ooh, and yes, you do look like the poop emoji.
I know.
But it is clashing just a tad.
No, it isn't.
Those
colors don't. Listen, I'm one of these guys. I do not need a woman to tell me how to dress. I know how to
get
dressed.
Maybe it's the lighting in the photo.
So anyway, no, the answer is no. I don't need a wife. I've already had those.
I'm done with those.
You've had multiple?
Yeah.
All right, Dale, track record is off. No more.
Yeah, see, I'm not doing it anymore.
How are you going to say that you look like the poop emoji and not even put the poop emoji up? Missed opportunity.
That would have been too much like work.
Yeah, collages.
I'm not going to go through all the emojis.
I'm not going to make a collage. Not going to do that. Hey, best Valentine's Day ever. Want to hear about yours. Either you guys have an event. Now, Chase, you're really good at planning these extravagant things. And I know good and well, at some point, you've done a home dinger.
Let me tell you, when I was thinking about this topic and I said, what do I want to bring up on air? I realized, what if I did the saddest Valentine's Day date I've ever done?
No. It's ugly and rainy and miserable outside. Bring some joy to people's lives. Give these men an idea of what the heck to do for their significant others.
No, the reason why is because it was sad and it was in the sixth grade and I thought I was doing something like cute and it made me sad.
Listen, if you're trying to elicit sympathy from the audience,
nobody's going to have it for you.
I want to hear about great Valentine's Day. We'll cover that later. But I want to hear about amazing Valentine's Day dates that you've either planned or you've experienced. Maybe it's been done for you. Maybe you've done it for someone else.
I think this year is going to be a good one.
So you've got a plan in place.
It's simple.
Yeah,
that's the best.
I understand. Doesn't have to be extravagant to be nice. So you got your flowers lined up, your whatever. You got your dinner lined up, plus a backup dinner plan.
A backup, yeah. It's a little later in the evening, but I'd rather have a backup anyway.
Yeah, got to have a backup. Don't even tie your shoes without a backup plan, people.
Yeah.
So I want to hear about it. If you have one, 680 Wolf, or post it up, an amazing Valentine's Day that you've experienced. And he said, you know what? I don't really have any amazing Valentine's Day stories.
Not at all.
680 Wolf, post it up on social media. Want to know?
Her day starts with a coffee.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Valentine's Day approaching. Best Valentine's date ever. Amazing Valentine's Day date. Maybe something that sticks out in your memory. How about you? Post it up on social media or call us at 680-WOLF. We want to know about your date.
How y'all doing?
We're doing good. How about you?
Okay. So first of all, I saw your outfit. It looked awesome to me. I did not think before I even read the caption, it did not look like poop.
Thank you.
She's so sweet.
That was hitting on you. I think they want to be your wife. Was it a woman?
It was, yeah.
Okay, so she maybe wants to be your wife. I think that was
she might
that.
Think she does now, but I could fix that for her real quick.
Alicia, while you're on the phone, do you have like a great Valentine's Day story? Something your sweet little husband?
And yes, I do. So we met in December of 2009. Our first Valentine's, that's what hooked me. We were engaged 3 months later.
Aww.
We lived in Wilson, which is like an hour from Raleigh.
Yes.
And he took me to Raleigh to the most expensive restaurant ever, which he probably couldn't afford.
Captain D's.
And then we went over to this other place, and he had a horse carriage waiting for us that took us all the way around Raleigh all night long.
So precious.
And from there, the standard was set super high.
Yeah. Now he set a bar that he can never get over again.
He can never do that again. So now we just don't even celebrate Valentine's Day.
Well, you got three kids. It's hard to do that.
Yes, it is. We just buy like some chocolate for the kids, and then that's it.
Well, you enjoy your Valentine's Day, Alicia. Are you going to the concert tonight?
We are.
Yay!
We're so excited. So that's kind of like our Valentine's.
There you go.
See, that's a great date. All right, we'll see you there,
yeah.
Okay?
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
Good morning.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, of all the places that have come and gone in Raleigh, and it's loaded with restaurants, I still keep going back to the 42nd Street Oyster Bar.
When are you going to take me?
Still one of my favorite spots over there. All right, how about you? Valentine's Day stories. Maybe you've got some big, big plans for Valentine's Day. See what I did there?
Oh, that's a cool radio sag.
Yeah, it's
that's
Chris.
That's awesome.
It's Chris Lane.
Just look at her sitting there, sweatpants,
Never too early to start talking about Friday. It's already Thursday. Brantley Gilbert tonight, the weekend ahead. And some of you have a three-day weekend coming up this weekend as President's Day is on Monday.
Right. I got my President's Day tree up.
Good, nice. 7:51, and I want to talk about this recipe that she put up yesterday, and I'm going to use some special music for it.
Oh, that's just dirty now.
So yesterday, she puts up a recipe that I guess one of her relatives had for cooking raccoon, or coons, as we call them in the mountains. Now, listen, we're better than that. I grew up out in the country. I've said this before. I live so far back out of the sticks, the Presbyterians are handling snakes.
Hey, it's hard to work that joke in.
The mailman had to mail the mail.
Oh,
I mean, we were out in the country, all right? And we're not cooking raccoons out there. We could still do better than that. So what's the deal on cooking a raccoon?
So this, I gotta come clean. I more or less posted it as a joke. It's from GrandviewOutdoors.com. It's called How to Cook a Raccoon, a Forgotten Delicacy. No. So I posted it on our Wolf page, and I said, someone said they were looking for my grandma's recipe. I forgot who, but here you go. Anyways, I'm looking at the article, right? It's not even really a recipe. It's basically... It says it's greasy but good, and
well,
it basically just says put potatoes of the man in the pan, put the meat over there, and then sweet potatoes,
meat,
and then season
meat and taters.
Look, I'll you know,
it looks disgusting. Like, I wouldn't touch that.
I wouldn't touch that, but in the 30 seconds before this song started, or 30 seconds before the song ended, I looked up good crock pot raccoon recipes.
Oh.
Wow, and there are some.
There are, and it's not really that much. You get one large, keyword large, raccoon. You can get a large onion, a can of French onion soup, and cream of mushroom soup.
Yeah, okay. Cream of mushroom soup, first of all. You can take a can or two of that and dump in anything and just make it edible.
Correct.
You know, it's in everything. How many recipes have you ever looked up in a Southern cookbook that contain a can of Campbell's cream of mushroom soup?
I always subtract it from mine because I think it's disgusting.
Thousands of recipes, I know.
Y'all.
So anyway, coons.
Greasy. They're greasy. Oh, have you had squirrel gravy?
Oh, yeah, squirrel gravy.
I eat ground hog every day. That's some sausage right there, Bo.
No, thanks. That's just not for me.
Like a rainy Sunday morning makes me want to stay in bed, twist it up.
All right, it's time to discuss something fascinating to me. There is a signal that is coming from deep space in exact intervals, a message, and this intrigues me greatly.
Well, let's put this on the scale. You have to start thinking about this on whatever size, big.
Right.
There is a signal. It's been repeating every 16.38 days apart. Same signal. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It has been coming from a galaxy 500 million light years away. And just to put that in perspective, radio waves in a vacuum travel at light speed. So it takes 500 million years to reach us. Well, some researchers have put together some thoughts as to what it may be. And I'm trying to find the exact wording here because I don't want to obscure what they're saying. They say they don't understand exactly what's happening, but a possibility could be some sort of planet, I guess, orbiting around another star that may have some sort of... That's it. That's all they can think of. Do they think it's aliens? They say, well, the radio wave is so massive that we don't think it's like a human radio sending out a signal. You know what I mean?
So it's just too big to be manufactured by humans?
That's, or a body.
How about humanoids?
What is a humanoid?
You're right.
Oh, have this turn from like creepy music to straight club.
I know. They're saying, quote, suggest the source could be a celestial body of some kind orbiting around a star or another body. In such a scenario, the signals would cease when they're obstructed by the other body.
Mm.
But it still does not explain how it's on a regular basis. They cannot figure this out.
Well, I know why.
Why?
Aliens.
Okay.
Alien beings are sending us a signal from another planet. That is why.
You've been watching the History Channel at 1 a.m., haven't you?
I have. Me and Art Bell were tight.
Yeah.
Lake Shelton, now this is God's country.
Right outside of this one church town.
And now it's time for...
Things you need to know.
Somebody told me a couple weeks ago, they said, why are you always talking about food? Huh. On that note, I have made today's five things all about food.
Food nice. Is life.
Did you know, Breyers, and Dale, I know you don't like Breyers, but Breyers is coming out with a Cinnabon ice cream.
Gross.
Breyers ice cream is the worst ice cream in the world.
Their mint chocolate chip is the best. It's
terrible. Don't eat it. Set it out on the counter sometime and watch. It doesn't melt.
It congeals.
It's terrible.
I love it.
But I will have to say, I will try the Cinnabon ice cream. That sounds good.
So gross. I hate cinnamon.
If I had to hold it.
Yeah, you heard me.
Oh, yeah. Good thing you caught that. Explain.
How could anyone hate cinnamon?
It's not my favorite. I mean, I'll eat something with maybe some cinnamon sugar on it occasionally, or, you know, the occasional cinnamon bun. I like the orange ones, though, with the orange icing for them.
I like those, too.
Yeah, but I don't, yeah, I'm not like walk past Cinnabon, ooh, let's get one. I'm not one of those. I'm a let's get a soft pretzel kind of girl.
I'm going to start calling you weird, Annie.
Excuse me, hey. You don't like cheese, okay? I think there's a lot more people that'll fight with you over that than cinnamon.
Turn her mic off.
Turn yourselves off.
I'm turning her off now.
That's dirty!
When I get any type of mixed drink, my favorite is pina colada, and I have to say, I'm going to have to try this.
Do you like getting caught in the rain?
You're such a female, I swear to God.
Are you not into yoga?
No.
Do you have half a brain?
No.
Okay.
I hate it here.
Like I said, if I had to have a mixed drink, it would be a pina colada flavor.
Okay.
Now, Fanta has a pina colada soda out on store shelves right now.
I'd try it.
I would too.
Don't you want to? Want to Fanta?
Yeah, exactly. So there's that.
Okay. I'd try it.
Listen to this. I love flavored lip balm.
Okay. Just cut his mic off.
I set you up for that one.
He's ruining this.
I set you up for that one. There you go. But no, Oreo flavored lip balm is now out.
I'm gonna get you some.
I love Oreos. I'm just keeping this food train rolling. Did you know Costco is celebrating Valentine's Day by selling a 2-pound red velvet cake filled with brownie chunks?
Gross.
I love red velvet cake for sure.
What?
Chase is so stunned by the fact that she said gross to red velvet cake filled with brownie chunks that he cannot speak.
I'll take the brownie chunks, but I don't need all that.
That is the most whitest person food you could possibly
imagine.
Says
the man who likes pina coladas and dancing in the rain.
I said if I had to have a mixed drink.
An Oreo flavored lip balm.
Well, anyway, last but not least, here's your fun fact of the day. One of the most popular slang terms in the 1800s was, quote, "My name is Haynes." Which you'd say if you wanted to quickly end a conversation or leave the room.
My name is Haynes.
Well, this went ever well.
Again, I hate it here.
I'm glad we had this talk. Oh,
God. I know. These to her, you're my saving grace. You're my kind of church. You're holy.
Now, Jeff Bezos, the president, CEO at Amazon, has purchased himself a house. It's going to be a nice Valentine's Day for his new missus.
Mm-hmm.
It is the most expensive property in Los Angeles. David Geffen owned it before. David Geffen, of course, a movie and music executive, another unimaginably wealthy dude. He bought the house from David Geffen for $165 million. It's the Warner Estate. It's over 9 acres. It's located in Beverly Hills. And yes, that is a huge amount of money. Jeff Bezos had recently spent about $80 million on a couple of New York apartments earlier this year. So I don't know where he's going to permanently reside or whether he's just going to go back and forth. Just for context, $165 million is an eighth of a percent of Bezos' net worth, which is now $131.9 billion.
Mm. And here I am just trying to get like $30,000 to pay off student loans.
The house was designed in the 1930s, took 10 years to build it. It's got all kinds of stuff, guest houses, terraces, tennis court, golf course. It's a lot. And to be located in Beverly Hills, it's amazing. You may remember last year that Amazon ended up paying $0 in federal income tax on $11 billion in before-tax profit. This year, it's going to pay $162 million on $13.3 billion in profit.
Y'all lost me a long time ago.
Look, basically last year they got out cheap.
So this year, they're going to have to pay some taxes. So anyway, he's got this new place. And evidently he at first didn't want to buy it, but his girl said, oh, come on, Jeffy. I want the house. So he acquiesced and said, sure, I'll buy it for you. It's only $165 million.
Pocket change.
How about that, huh? It's going to be a big Valentine's Day. I wonder how they're going to be celebrating.
Ew, who cares?
Unlike you and I, I'm sure.
Give me McDonald's French fries and an Oreo McFlurry. Jason, you need some Oreo lip balm.
Yeah, you're right.
Yummy. A
pair of boots and a sack of clothes.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Valentine's Day tomorrow and all weekend. We got the special weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Love and leave weekend. Love songs, breakup songs. We're going to do them all. You can do your requesting, your dedicating now at the website at 931wolfcountry.com. I pulled a list of songs together because, you know, sometimes it's hard to come up with these. You'll hear the name and go, oh, yeah, that. I love that song. Mm-hmm. But here's just some of them that we had pulled together for you. Forever and Ever, Amen, Randy Travis.
Yes.
Amazed, Lone Star.
Mm.
You're Still the One.
You're still the one.
You're still the one that I love. Only what I dream of.
All right.
I just turned her off.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Shania Twain. Cross My Heart, George Strait. You know I'm not going to put a list of songs together. Don't have a George Strait song on it. It's Your Love, Tim McGraw. Remember When, Alan Jackson. A great one if you've been together for a long time. When I Said I Do, Clint Black, Bless the Broken Road, Rascal Flatts, Keeper of the Stars, Tracy Byrd.
He asked us for a list of what we thought some of the songs were, and I realized most of mine were negative. Mine were like breaking up, leaving, burning the car.
Yeah. When You Say Nothing at All, Alison Krauss. Your Man, Josh Turner. Somebody Like You, Keith Urban. Something a little more up-tempo.
Mm-hmm.
I Will Always Love You, Dolly Parton. How could that not be on the list? What a great
one. Like it's
Oh. Nope. Just cut me off there.
No.
Okay.
Making Memories of Us, Keith Urban. We Danced, Brad Paisley.
Can we go back to Remember When? How does that start? Isn't that Remember When the World Stopped Turning?
No, that's a different one.
It's completely different.
Well, it's throwing me off because the first words of that song are Remember When. And that's all that pops in my head when I hear it.
Boy, this is a rough break for you.
God Gave Me You, Blake Shelton. Of course, you got to put in George Jones. He stopped loving her today. Conway, Love to Lay You Down.
Man, what a great song.
Got to have that one. Love the Way You Love Me, John Michael Montgomery. She's
I
love
the
oh,
way
my God,
you
turn
love
that off.
Me.
It's terrible. She's in Love with a Boy. Trisha Yearwood, you want to hit that one?
She's in love with the boy.
And
woo!
Here's one more for you. How Do I Live, Leanne Rimes.
How do I live without you?
I'm really sad she disappeared.
Got any of those Advil you brought in here earlier?
I'll go get more.
It's like having a hole drilled through my skull.
I'll get the whole triad a pack after that one.
We apologize to you.
You're welcome.
You know there's a lie. It is realized. Let yourself feel the pride, but always stay humble and kind.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.